Hello, album enjoyers. Thank you so much for listening. We're here very quickly to plug the Enjoy Earn Album Patreon. First off, thank you so much for everyone who has already signed up. Yes, thank you. We're really, really pleased. It means that we can continue to improve the podcast in ways that we had only imagined as a possibility. We're way ahead of schedule on that, so thank you. For £5 a month, you get two extra episodes a month, sometimes three. If the weeks land in the right way, you get an extra episode every 2 weeks.
I didn't know that, but that's cool.
Yes, you also...
24-hour at least early access to every episode.
Yes.
Without adverts, without Patreon plugs. It's fucking class. That's what I listen to. Not only that, you get two bonus reps every fucking month.
And
we try harder on those ones, if I'm honest.
We've got some live shows coming up as well, and you will get early access.
I haven't heard about that.
We'll get pre-sale to those. So lots of exciting reasons to sign up. Or you get access to the ones that we've already done. We've done The Darkness. We've done
Robbie Williams.
Yes.
Hamilton by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Mogwai.
Yes. The Flaming Lips. Yeah, loads of good ones already there. Your classic album episodes hidden behind a secret door that only your Patreon membership can access.
And so, you can actually vote on what Patreon ones we're going to come up soon.
So the patrons have signed up.
You can ask questions that we'll answer in the intro. And you can
discuss stuff with the larger Enjoy an Album community. So do get signed up. Yes, it's £5 a month or £10 a month if you're extra sound. So we'll leave you to do that at patreon.com/enjoyanalbum. And we hope you enjoy the episode. Until then, thank you so much.
Become an ultra. What's the question this week, bro?
Question from Mega Slippers over on the Patreon page.
Shout out to Mega Slippers, long time album enjoyer, long time ultra.
You rub a discount lamp, a genie emerges and gives you the chance to fire one person from any band, but only if that would improve the band. Who gets the job?
So you're not allowed to remove someone from a band that would make the band worse.
Yes. So it has to be someone who you think their presence makes a band worse. So you're firing them.
I mean, my answer is...
I have to say, I think the context of the genie narrative, I think, is probably unnecessary to the question.
No.
Okay.
I think the use of the gene in fiction is a fantastic defense. Big fan of the genes out there, my anti-gene especially. What I will say is there is a song by, the noise band Sun O, ...
Sun Smiley Face.
Yes. Well, I don't think that's what they're called.
It is a smiley face.
It's not.
It is?
Let me check.
100% it is. That's the idea, if that's a smiley face.
No, that's not the idea.
That is the idea.
It's not the idea. The idea is that it's an amplifier. It's the name of an amplifier and it has... It's a stylized logo.
I've heard them talk about it and say that it's a smiley face.
They were taking the piss out of you.
So you're basing that on something that you've never heard before over something that I've heard them say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm not saying this is necessarily my answer, but it's the most interesting answer.
Right.
They had a cover of the Metallica song For Whom the Bell Tolls. Mm. It's not really a cover, it's like a art piece. Mm-hmm. And the song's called For Whom the Bell Tolls, so they called this song FWTBT: open brackets, I dream of Lars Ulrich being thrown out the bus window instead of my master, mystical Cliff Burton. So they put a song out called that,
right,
saying that when Cliff Burton, the incredible bass player that we discussed on the Green Day episode, mm-hmm, when he died, I wish the drummer Lars Ulrich died. And I think
that's a pretty mean thing to say.
It's an absolutely crazy thing. See, when one of your best friends died, I wish that it was you instead.
Yeah.
Wild thing to say, isn't it?
Same public as well.
To name a song that?
Yeah, Son O did that.
Yeah.
They've gone way down in my estimation.
Nah, Lars Ulrich, I bet you're a piece of shit.
But still,
we'll get to the Metallica episodes coming, by the way. We've got a new album coming out. It's going to be good.
Here's my one. I would just fucking get rid of Bez from the Happy Mondays.
Kid Nine? No. How would that? That wouldn't change the sound. You need to make the band better.
Not make the band worse was the...
Oh yeah. Well, it wouldn't change the sound at all.
Well, there you go. So I'll just get rid of him. No need for it.
Why are you not like
just
Bez?
To show off?
Have you spoke to your pal Sean Ryder about this?
Yeah, well, I have actually. Yeah, we're
it's there. Ah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird question, isn't it? It's one of these tough ones as well.
Like, Mega Slippers. I think that's my favorite question so far.
What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? This week.
Did you see what he said about his bow tie?
No.
Idris Elba in 2014 said.
Idris.
What do you call
Idris?
Idris Elba said in 2014, he said, every time I tie my bow tie and smile, it makes my dick hard. Check it out, look up.
Yeah, Idris Elba's into asphyxie wanks.
Yeah, man. That's cool. Don't think he was saying it. Maybe it was that. I always took it just as, oh, I looked good. My dick was ronking, jajonking. Anyway.
Ronking.
My ronking chunk. Today on the podcast, we have fantastic comedian and improviser and...
Storyteller? And folk legend.
Bet she loves the fictional device of the gene.
I bet she does. Marilaine Robertson, friend of the pod.
Super Mario herself.
To talk about Nelly Furtado's Whoa Nelly!
Yeah. She was a Twitcher.
It is a wonderful episode full of Twitchers.
Shetland's own Marilyn Robertson talking about Whoa Nelly by Nelly Furtado.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed the episode. We certainly enjoyed recording it. A lot of fun today was had. Enjoy the week. Coming up next is an advert for non-Patreons. Patrons, you get the episode right now. Enjoy.
Patreons, you're taking the express train.
I just gave it such a perfect cutoff every time.
You are going quick to content. The other ones, they watch some adverts, sorry. Maybe okay. If you join the Patreon, you don't have to.
Yes, okay. Chat in a bit. Bye.
Rock and roll.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped, the numero uno product when it comes to shaving your bits.
It's not the product, it's the brand. Oh, it's not just the product, baby. Yeah. We got the nose trimmer, the
weed whacker.
You got the comfiest pair of pants I own.
The lawnmower. Fellas, if you are tired of having little shaving mishaps when you're trying to tidy up your downstairs department, then 100% recommend the lawnmower. It's so quick. It's so easy. It's waterproof. You can charge it in with a USB-C, the same as my phone.
If you're fed up your ball bag looking like Colonel Gaddafi's burst head, how about you get on the old manscaper and your head...
Manscaped!
Manscaped. And
5 months.
Your ball bag will look like Professor Xavier's bald head. Perfectly smoothed. No burst bones or blood stains. Just good old-fashioned sleek balls.
And because surely such wonderful equipment would be expensive, would it not?
That's the issue. That is taken care of. Because if you're a fan of this podcast, you get... Album 20 is the product code that allows you to get 20% off.
20% off all products.
That's a fifth.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot. So make sure. And also, it's a way to support the pod whilst also supporting your own balls. If you don't have balls, that's fine. Maybe we might purchase them for a fun gift. Father's Day's coming up.
They work on all genders.
Yes, you can shave anything with it.
They should be called humans.
A dog? A hedgehog? Don't shave hedgehogs in Manscaped.
Please do not do that because it's cruel and unusual.
Yes, but remember to use the code ALBUM20 for your Manscaped products. And well, thank you so much for listening to this sponsored part of the show.
You're listening to Enjoy an Album, the podcast where two comedians listen to some of the greatest albums of all time.
One of the most impressive debut albums of the new millennium, 2000's Whoa Nelly effortlessly transcended musical genres as it introduced an artist of exceptional promise. Nelly Furtado makes it all look easy, pouring sophisticated street poetry into a savory stew of folk, hip-hop, Latin and pop influences with a confidence that belies her 21 years. Pretty good?
Phenomenal blurb.
I'm tempted to read another sentence of it. Challenging expectations on track after track, she saunters through arrangements blending gentle acoustic guitar, rippling percussion, and steamy urban beats with a brash and winning flair. It's
another sentence of this. This is great.
Whether her supple vocals convey waif-like dreaminess or inviting sensuality, she avoids diva-like poses in favor of an earthy, open-hearted persona.
Some of the best blurb smithing we've ever had.
Yeah, incredible.
This week on the podcast, chooser of this week's album, we have none other than Marilyn Robertson.
Marilyn Robertson, honk, 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 honk.
That's me.
So we were speaking about you being a guest, and we agreed initially to do an album, Vulgar Display of Power by Pantera. Groove metal classic, and then
I was actually thinking of a different Pantera album.
Cowboys
from Hell.
Cowboys from Hell, just as good, in my opinion. We'll get to that when you come back and do Pantera. as God intended. But we're not doing Pantera, we're doing Nelly Furtado.
So can I tell you what happened?
Okay.
I was performing one evening at the Stand Comedy Club, as is my wont. Mm-hmm. And
not sponsors of the podcast.
No, thank you. This is not at Stand Comedy Club Studios. It's at a different place, a Monkey Barrel Studios. We're MB Heads for life, but we respect our...
We respect
all comedy clubs, yeah. Especially ones that allow me to perform. So I was there performing some new material, and Marilyn was also in the building, and I believe had, I would use the word, quaffed some red wine.
Hoovered it off the floor.
And approached me to talk about our upcoming podcast episode. And she said that while she'd been in Shetland, she'd been reminded of one of her first album loves, mm-hmm. none other than Whoa Nelly by Nelly Furtado, and that actually maybe this was an album she should cover instead. And I said, you can choose whatever album you like, Mary Lane. I'm sure it'll be a fun episode regardless.
Yep.
And Mary Lane then drunkenly recorded a message in the hope that we would both remember this agreement, forgetting that I'm a sober person, so we're likely to remember it anyway the morning. Marilyn, are you going to play this message now?
So in my memory, Liam forced me that night to agree to this. Right. I have a very different memory, but who will know who is more reliable the night that happened. But I recorded this message. So this is just me by myself in the porch of the club.
I was trying to leave.
Well, Liam was inside trying to leave, but recording the message, then Liam's still speaking to someone else. So this is how it goes.
Multimedia.
So Liam with Neil is about to leave the premises and he's like, I'm going to let I don't have time for this. And I'm like, okay, but now that I'm waiting for him at the door, he's not leaving, he's speaking to other folk. In fact, the longer he keeps speaking to other folk, the more likely this segment will never make it into this podcast. Hi, I'm Mylene and you're listening to What's the Album? With Liam with Neil and Combe. Oh my God, man. All right, I'm in trouble now. Maybe I can pause this. I'm going to pause this with the power of technology and come back when Liam's ready. Hi, I'm Mylene Robertson, although I'm going to regret this later. Agree to choose Nelly Furtado's first album as my album for the podcast.
Bye-bye. What do you want me to say here?
Well, should I or should I pick? Because I was going to pick Pantera or Megadeth, but should I pick Nelly Furtado?
Well, it's up to you, but I'll talk to Chris and we'll all decide together.
Really?
Because it also decides, depends on what will work as a... Where is this going?
To your inbox?
Okay, great. Right. I look forward to that. Right. Good night.
That was sarcasm. Bye.
See you later.
Whoa,
you later.
Nelly.
I don't feel supported in this.
Whoa, Nelly!
Yeah, so...
great way to start the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So we're doing Whoa, Nelly instead.
Yeah.
So
I do remember one thing I said to you that night.
You told me a story about your having this album in school.
Yeah, so I bought this album. It was one of the first albums I ever bought for myself. Not the first.
Which was?
Hearsay.
Oh, yeah. Pure and simple. I'll be there for you. Pure and simple. Gonna be there.
Tobin, do you know Hearsay?
No.
No. Okay. Research for this week. Go listen to some Hearsay and come back when you sit your white ass down and listen to some Hearsay.
Sit your white Canadian ass down and listen to Hearsay.
Yes.
Okay. My apologies.
Do you know Liberty X?
What was that?
No.
Okay.
What are they teaching you over there?
Yeah. Bare Naked Ladies and Nickelback.
Oh yeah,
and okay. Nelly Furtado.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen her little star in Canada. But yeah, so I am.
You've seen her little star in Canada.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's exactly how it sounds. I had a day coming back from Cuba where I got like 12 hours in Toronto. Mm. Except the 12 hours got like shortened down to like 5 because when they saw my passport, they're like, "You're in Cuba." I was like, "Uh huh." And then they flip back a few pages, like, "You're just in Russia." I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they said, why were you in Russia? And I said, gigging, but legally I was there visiting because I didn't have the right visa. Mm. So I said, seeing friends. And then I got questioned for 6 hours.
Right. No wonder you're a big fucking communist. Jesus yeah. Christ.
Well, they wanted to search my suitcase. And I was like, uh-oh, because I have an illegal amount of cigars in my suitcase. But I was delirious because I'd been traveling for so long, and the whole time I was in Cuba, I had a bad belly, so I hadn't eaten or kept food in for 10 days.
Yep.
So,
what are cigars?
So
smoking to make cigars gives you diarrhea. Who knew?
But yeah, so when I got through the questioning, they eventually realised that I wasn't a
like, spy.
A spy.
Then a red said, under the bed.
Like, the last thing we have to do is search your suitcase. We need your suitcase. Do you have a suitcase on the plane? And I was like, well, yeah, but it's on the suitcase plane. And they're like, what? And I was like, yeah, well, I put my suitcase on the plane in Cuba and I won't see my suitcase again until Edinburgh because it's the suitcase plane. Mm-hmm. And I was just delirious by this point.
So did you think that there's a separate plane for suitcases?
At this point, I did. And the guy...
I mean, we're trying to interview you on a podcast and it's difficult enough. I can't imagine what customs and excise has to fucking cope with. It's on the suitcase plane. What?
Well, yeah, he laughed at me so hard because I was like, you know, you get passenger ferry and freight boat.
Right.
Yeah. And then he laughed so hard. He's like, just get out of here. So they never found my legal amount of cigars or rum. And I went to Nelly Star. So exactly how it
So there's like a sort of Hollywood Walk of Fame style thing in Toronto, and Nelly Furtado has a star in it.
All these people you thought were American.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but let's try and... Now this could be one of those episodes where I have two people with ADHD on the table, so I'm going to try and circle back to where we started. The story you told me about in school in Shetland and Nelly Furtado. Right.
Yeah, so basically I bought this CD and I loved it so much that I took it into school so often that I got banned from taking it to school and playing it.
Because by who?
Just the music teacher and the art teacher.
You told me there was a specific rule, which is Mary Lane is not allowed to bring...
Yeah, because you were allowed to take your CDs into certain classes that allowed CDs played, were allowed to take our CDs in and play them. And I wasn't allowed to. And I had this little disc player of speakers and they were just like, don't take Nelly Furtado into school anymore. You're not allowed to take that CD into school.
Mm. Nelly Furtado banned from Shetland Comprehensive.
When are the woke police going to fucking rein it in, guys?
Limp Bizkit was allowed.
That's surprising.
I know, Korn was allowed.
Parental advisory? She doesn't have one. No, she should, with some of the swearing on this record.
I love her so much.
You like her so much. What was it that drew... What do you think it was that drew you to Nelly Furtado? Do you remember the first time you heard her?
I can't mind the first time I heard her, but I just loved that Bird song so much. I think I liked how different things were, because it wasn't just a song about like love or breakups or something. She's just like in her own magical land being a bird, and I was like, that one.
Baby, all I need for you to... Like a bird, I always fly away.
But it's a metaphor, isn't it? She's not talking about actually being a bird. She's talking about a sort of element of freedom.
No, it's Animorphs. This is an Animorphs thing, isn't it? On the front cover in the library,
she's
you get
nesting.
The wee woman turning into a bird.
You heard that where you'd flick the pages in the corner of the Animorphs and it would slowly turn into a...
Yeah, they're always hottest animal. Halfway through transition.
Aren't we all? I remember the first time I heard Nelly Furtado was also the I'm like a bird,
I always fly away.
And I remember I actually penned a hilarious sort of parody.
I'm like a toad.
I'm like a worm. I squiggle and I squirm. I don't know where my tail is. Which I think we can all agree, pretty exceptional patter for an 11-year-old. I'm like a worm, I squiggle and I squirm. I don't know where my tail is.
I don't know where my head is.
When does a worm's tail start?
Halfway.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. That's the point of the song.
They just start out.
It's a philosophical meandering on the nature of the worm.
Yeah. I love that bird.
I love that bird.
I'm talking about Nelly. No, I love the song. I'm like a bird. I just remember listening to it when I was a wee boy in the car with my mum and dad. And I was like, come on, I'm trying to tell a beautiful story. This is the time you choose to crack open your frosted condensation coated can of Diet Coke.
Listen,
you freak.
I wanted to, I was enjoying what you were saying, and I wanted to feel as good as I was.
I remember being in the car with my mum and dad, and we were listening to it, and I was like, that's great. I had the same thing. I genuinely thought she was like, I'm like a bird, I always fly away. But they were like, no, it's a metaphor for freedom and being a free spirit. And I was like, oh.
I don't like it. I want a new album.
You want one where she just, song by song, she just sings, I'm like a tiger.
You're like a tiger?
Tiger.
Oh.
Or it's just, I am a bird. Fa, 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 fa.
Yeah. I also, I mean, remember...
Was there any other rules in your school about you? I feel like there would have been.
Mary Lane's not allowed to dress as a bird.
Well, no, but when I was in primary school, I had this teddy that I really liked. It was Babe, as in...
The pig?
Yeah, the sheepdog Babe.
Pig in the city?
Yeah, but not that one, the first one.
Okay.
And the second one's good as well.
I never watched it. Good. I didn't like the idea. But, I just couldn't get
it. Why are all these stories focused on urban stories? When are the rural pig stories going to get told? The BBC is so fucking...
It's not actually about a pig. It's about freedom, really. It's a metaphor.
I don't know where my pig is.
I'm like a dog. Oink, 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 oink. I mean,
that is the plot. That is the plot. That'll do, Nelly. That'll do.
Yeah, so I used to take this teddy with me everywhere, and I even had a school bag for Babe, and I even had, like, I remade all the class textbooks and tiny pitty books and put them in the bag, and then when it was reading time, I'd like, wait, and I'd get Babe out, and I'd open the bag and take the book out.
That's great.
I was 8. And and then I think I was up to 9 years old when I still working with Babe in school, and there's a big wall for break times where if you wanted to, like, hire the hula hoop or something, you put your name in... Everyone's names were in cards, and you're allowed to hire something at break time. So, like the hula hoop or the big jump rope or something. Mm. And Babe was allowed to have Babe's own name amongst the whole school system of names.
Right. Babe got to hire something.
But then
as well.
Somebody changed it to Bacon, and I cried. So.
Just because the idea someone wanted to eat your plush pig.
Yeah.
Fuck me, man. You have any rules at school about you?
No, I went to a London comprehensive, not a remote island school of 8 people.
I also, there's another thing about me I forgot about where, you know, at nurseries when there's like 2 door handles.
No.
Okay, so maybe this, is definitely because of me. Because in Shetland, one time my mum was going to go pick me up from creche in town and she had this like... And I was just like running away from the nursery.
What was that?
My feet steps.
It's like a dog who smells bacon.
I'll eat limbs.
It's Babe, please.
Sorry.
I escaped from my own creche at like the age of 3 or something.
Right.
And after that, they had to put secondary door handles on the doors.
Oh, I remember that in the soft play in Morrison's. Yeah, I remember a secondary, you would tug on the door. They go, no, it's 2 handles because it's like a soft play. Yeah. Okay.
Right, okay. You sound like a feral child, Marilyn, just sort of... running around listening to Nelly Furtado with your Babe plush.
Are you familiar with a thing we do on this episode, Marilyn? Not on this episode, on this podcast called Secret Posho.
Oh, I've not heard that one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay.
Secret Posho, Liam.
Am I doing the jingle?
Oh, wait. No. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Secret Posho, Secret Posho. You do it fast and it feels like Nash, y'all got no money, you got Dutch bro. Secret Posho. In Secret Posho, we delve into the background of an artist and examine how potentially secretly affluent they were growing up and whether that affects your
You're
enjoyment.
Aware of this new phenomenon of Nepo babies. We were discussing Nepo babies.
I heard your joke about it.
Long before. What was my joke about?
You made a joke and you got so annoyed that Gareth and... CMB didn't hear it, that you repeated it.
I don't remember.
What was that?
On the Final Fantasy episode?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, I mean, listeners can go back and listen to and enjoy that joke. So we, just a little background check on Nelly Furtado. She was born...
Can I guess? Or wait, do we...
Yes. Sure.
No, yeah. Yeah.
When
sure.
do we guess? Is she secret partial?
Yes.
Like, she doesn't act like she is and she doesn't sing like she is.
Mm.
But I once heard a story about a family get together, which makes me think they are wealthy.
Because they had a family get together?
Where there was a goat.
What?
And they were going to kill the goat and eat it. And Nelly and her cousins and siblings freed the goat.
Right.
And I was like, that seems like a rich person's activity where you kill the goat on sight.
You think a working class family would keep the goat alive?
No, I think that, you know... It just sounded like a fancy spit roast, do you know what I mean? like a roast, like when you kill a pig and you have it in a big garden and you all eat the pig.
Yeah, but there's this thing with like, you know, sort of big families, especially in like, you know, they are Canadian, but like in North America of you know, I don't think that's necessarily... I think it depends where you are.
If we could kill an entire sheep every time we're having a get-together, we'd be doing well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, big time, yeah, yeah.
But a shoulder roast is a big deal.
Yeah, you'd been able to get your hands on a sheep for a big family do, though, wouldn't you?
But one sheep, yeah, but a whole sheep, that's a lot of meat. That's like, you know, you're not going to kill one sheep for one party.
No.
Unless it's a wedding, then you might kill six.
Wow.
But that's a big deal. Okay, maybe actually, I don't think she's posh.
Actually, you know what? Now we're talking about.
Now we worked out.
Livestock being murdered, a family get together. I don't think she's that posh.
She was born in Victoria in British Columbia. Her father was a stonemason and her mother a hotel maid. Both her parents are originally from the Azores, Portuguese archipelago, out in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's like hundreds of miles off the coast. So they're islanders.
Island boy, gonna give me that island toy. Gonna give me that two-stroke thing. Gonna get that island thing.
She was named after Soviet gymnast Nelly Kim. So her full name is Nelly Kim Furtado.
Are you not a Soviet gymnast? Or is that just what passport people assume?
That's the lie I had to share.
Yeah, I was visiting friends / being injected with Soviet serums.
Nelly Kim was the...
That's why I got a good time.
I was trying to make it sound less sexual. I wasn't saying that you were getting pumped.
Pregnant,
I was talking about drugs.
Nelly Kim was the second ever athlete to achieve a perfect 10 at the Olympics.
Who is the first?
Good question, Liam. Who was the first Olympic who got a perfect 10?
Have you done your research or not?
Yes, I have. You got your little tablet. My research, and I will tell you.
You can't see Corbin's laptop over there. You can't
read that. The person who got the first perfect 10 was called, do it my accent, Corbin.
Hello, my name is Liam Withnail. Welcome to the show. Oh, sorry. Nadia Comaneci.
Comaneci, yes. Who is the one that was the first perfect 10. That was a big deal.
My Nadia.
And this lady, Nelly Kim, somewhat forgotten by the world at large, but not by the gymnastics community. She's the second person to get the perfect 10, so it's not spoken about as much.
It's like being the second man on the moon.
Yeah.
Neil Armstrong and what's the other one? Coffee McGee.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
Coffee and Ann was on the moon.
Yeah, Coffee and Ann.
So busy.
Such a busy boy, that Coffee and Ann.
Nelly spent 8 summers working with her mother as a chambermaid. She went to a normal school, Mount Douglas School. And then when she left school, she worked at an alarm company in Toronto.
That's why she's like a bird.
Yeah.
I'm like a cockerel, I always wake up at 5.
I don't know where my soul is, but I know what the time is.
She always had a talent for music. She sang at a talent show in Toronto where she met a band called the Philosopher Kings.
Can I just say? One of the worst fucking band names I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
The Philosopher Kings.
It sounds like a podcast, doesn't it?
Sounds like me and you.
Yo, you're tuning into the Philosopher Kings. This week we're going to be doing a deep dive on Foucault.
Change. And is it all women's fault? We will get into that.
Change the channel.
Change the channel, please. Jordan Peterson's a guest on the Philosopher Kings.
But the Philosopher Kings, they loved Nelly's voice and they got her in the studio, sent off some demos, and she basically got picked up a recording contract straight away with DreamWorks.
Also known for Shrek.
Yeah.
I'm like an ogre. I have onion layers. Really, I'm like a donkey.
Somebody once told me I'm like a bird.
And she was sung by Beth Heller at DreamWorks, who was the partner of Butch Vig, the drummer from Garbage, who produced Nevermind. This album then basically they released I'm Like a Bird, and the album was a smash hit immediately.
4, 3, 2. What are you doing? You're not ready at all.
I don't know what you're doing.
The theme, dream sleeves. The theme.
What? Okay. We look at the art and we judge the art and we decide if it's a good or fart. This is a segment where discuss the album sleeve and we decide if it's good or fart.
I was trying to find when you were singing in previous ones so I could learn the songs too. And do you know what? There's just too much speaking.
Too many songs.
That is one of the main criticisms of this podcast is too much
speaking.
Too much speaking.
Too many words.
So we have Nelly Furtado in a sort of the font is reminiscent of Austin Powers.
I would say it's reminiscent of the Willy Wonka chocolate bar.
Yes, a sort of mixture between Willy Wonka and Austin Powers, I think, is what she's going
for here.
Which
is funny because she is not about consumerism nor sex at this point, but those are those two things smooshed together.
Well, that Willy Wonka?
Yeah, consumerism.
Yeah, okay.
Fair Capitalism. He was a factory owner.
Capitalist.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. Fucking you're right.
Pig.
Yeah, actually, foreign labour as well, foreign slave labour. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Had little Oompa Loompas, doesn't
that's,
it?
That's true. So Nelly is lying down on the album cover, staring, piercing eyes, staring directly at you, and sort of looking forlorn, you could say.
I think she's forlorn. I think she's
forlorn over.
She forlorn or she forlinx? I would say, I don't know if she's forlorn. I'd say she was just, she's not giving a bloody F. What do you think?
It's also very much like my childhood, like just lying in fields, you know? Because I stood in my fields. One of my brother and I's favourite games was to crawl through the long gorse that's been grown for silage, which we shouldn't have been doing, and make like tunnels and then play catches in the gorse where you could only crawl so you can actually see where the other folk were. And if we had a caddy lamb, like a tame lamb, it's even better because you're pretending like alien and that's the alien chasing us through the tunnels.
Right.
So like that.
I think she's doing that, yeah.
I didn't know a lot of the words we were using there, right? But fair fucks. What's silage?
Silage is like hay, but instead of drying it out in bales, you plastic wrap it.
You've heard of silos? You ever played Stardew Valley?
I've never played Stardew Valley, but I've watched my girlfriend, my partner, play Stardew Valley.
Yeah, so. Great game, fantastic. You build silos in that to convert hay.
So silo is silage?
No, this is not the same.
It sounds about the same.
It's kind of like wet hay. Wet hay. Silage is wet hay. So I think it's got more nutrients in it.
Right. So this reminds you of silage?
Lying in a silage park in a warm, fine summer's day. Just
to pretend to be an alien?
Lying
a xenomorph,
there.
If you will. Can we all just agree? I don't. Would you say that Wo Nelly, Marilyn, would you say that Wo Nelly is a good name for an album?
I was thinking about that today because if you called a friend, you're like, whoa, Christopher.
Whoa, crazy. Or whoa, Mario. Or whoa, Liam.
Oh, whoa.
Or branching out. Like, these are bad names for shows. Do you know what I mean? So
what's wrong with branching out?
We know for this.
It's really like, it's really like, whoa.
I was branching out. I was trying different things in the show.
Like a horse. Like, whoa.
Yeah. Where does Whoa Nelly come from prior to? What is the.
It's a cowboy thing.
Whoa, Nelly. Yeah, okay.
Whoa, Nelly.
I think if your name is Nelly, it's fair enough to call your. It is a very fringy title, though, isn't it? You can imagine if there was a comedian called Nelly Furtado and they did a fringe show and it was called Whoa, Nelly, you'd be like, fair enough.
If there was a comedian who was doing their debut show at a small Pleasance venue, big PR money being spent, small venue, new on the scene, good buzz about them, they're called Nelly Furtado, their show's called Whoa, Nelly. I'm not going, and it's getting 2.5 stars.
Yeah, Steve, she should have gone for like mental gymnastics to do like a reference to the previous
or like a Nelly the Lolophant or something, you know?
Lolophant.
I would love to see a show called Mental Gymnastics at the Fringe, and it's just a crazy gymnast going, oh, you didn't let me do it after the things I did.
She's a perfect 10. That's what it come out to.
She got the perfect 10.
So it's fine. It's completely non-offensive album cover, isn't it?
I like it. It's sideways. That's cool. Don't see a lot of sideways people in music.
That's true. It's representation for the sideways community.
I like it. I like how not done up she is. Do you know what I mean? She's just a person.
Do you think she's not done up though? I mean, look at the eyes. That looks pretty photoshopped to me.
I think that's her accurate, but she's not like you know what I mean. Like her hair's not done in a certain way. She's not wearing lots of makeup. She's just wearing like.
Yeah,
tank top
she's wearing a tank top, jeans.
She's
like
a wholesome figure at this point.
What they're going for is the sort of girl next door kind of vibe here, aren't they?
Nelly.
Nelly, have you got any of those spare tea bags?
Someone's grown.
Marilyn, you kind of made reference to this when you were talking about, was this before or after or during the podcast when you were saying that, you know, this is like her sideways in the field, but then in 2006 and 2004 she's collaborating with Timbaland. She's doing songs like she's a man,
she's all grown up,
and then
promiscuous girl,
you're teasing me, I got what you want. And you got one I need.
Did you feel betrayed?
Or did it coincide perfectly with your own journey into womanhood?
It coincided perfectly with me bagging off people. Because it was like, there's this album, More Nelly, and then Folklore, which was like the second album I wasn't allowed to take into art class anymore. And then and then I went into high school. Her sexy album came out. I can't remember the name of it.
Loose.
She turned loose, like her fanny. And her morals and everything. And then I turned loose too, because she did it, so did I.
Yeah, fair enough. The Man Eater by Nelly Furtado brings us to this week's YouTube comment of the week. This is a comment from someone called Ju, J-U.
J-U?
J-U.
As in a goo put, but yes.
Okay. 1 year ago on the song Man Eater, comment reads, "This song reminds me of one of my happiest childhood memories." Oh, no, hang on. I've done it wrong. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'll do it again. "This song reminds me of one of my happiest childhood memories. I was about 4 years old and my mom and dad weren't divorced yet. It was a hot day in my summer hometown, Kufurt in Germany."
Kufurt?
Kufurt in Germany. "So we went to the lake. The song was popular everywhere and played on the speakers at the pool. There was nothing then but the pure joy of a family trip."
Wow. People get really nostalgic for this music.
Wait a minute. They said go to the lake, but there were speakers by the pool?
Wow. You've actually fucking uncovered.
Owened.
Q4 and on right here. That's crazy.
I've got my own unhinged YouTube comment of the week.
Is it in a German accent? I really enjoyed doing that German accent.
I can do that in a German accent if you want. This is by a user called Truth. 5 months ago. On the video for I'm Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado. I'm saying Furtado, but it's Furtado.
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 Nelly Furtado.
Okay, this is Truth. "It's unbelievable to hear this song. It's like I heard it for the first time those 20 plus years ago. The world was definitely in a much better place. Sure, we had the Iraq War and..."
Sure.
My 9/11.
Well, he goes on. "Sure, we had the Iraq War and 9/11. Right around the corner. Awful events in history."
In my opinion, awful events.
"But I feel like today we are on the precipice of something so much worse. Time is a strange thing. I wonder if we ever will be able to revisit those days." Revisit those days, I should clarify. The Iraq War and the tragic events of September 11th, 2001, if you are on that side.
I saw a lot of people sounding off in comments of all of her videos saying stuff like, "You don't get music like this on TikTok." There was a lot of TikTok hate in all of the YouTube comments that
people
I read.
People were upset about TikTok. And I do honestly think, when Liam told me that you suggested this drunkenly instead of Pantera, I was a wee bit upset. But listen, I gave it a listen, open ears, and I was like, oh my God. There's so many cool sounds on this record. It's that kind of trip-hop thing where it's sampling very odd things.
Who it reminded me of, who we've covered? Manu Chao.
Just
a massive conglomerate of different world music to make interesting pop songs. Although this is more poppy than Manu Chao, obviously.
Sure.
And it's almost like as she became, you know, the Timbaland pop star,
yeah.
You feel like she left a lot of this interesting stuff behind.
No, because Timbaland's production is fucking incredible, man.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Yeah, but she moves away from the world music.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, again, why I think I like this, because in Shetland we have amazing festivals called Folk Festival, where we just have folk music from all around the world over 5 days. Mm. So always hear like different genres, folklore, world music, and this album's like that. Yes, smooshed together.
One of my only notes on this record is ringing bell noise on I'm Like a Bird, where it just goes ding. And I love it, it's just a wee detail. And it's in the biggest pop song, but it's like...
I have two talking points that I want to bring up. Mm. Questions to the group. First one, Nelly Furtado famously turned down $500,000 to pose for Playboy magazine.
I remember this.
Would you accept $500,000 to pose naked for Playboy magazine, centerfold?
For Playboy or Playgirl?
Either or.
Or Attitude the magazine.
The Playboy, whatever. $500,000, nude, centerfold.
Well, the wrestler, Shawn Michaels, he was off... Shut up. I'm talking about wrestlers. That's the only thing I don't know anything about. He was offered money to do Playgirl, and he done it.
He got his hog out?
He got his dang hog out. Yep. It was tasteful, but he got his hog out.
Tasteful hog.
I think he had his world championship over his hog.
Oh, so you can't see the pain even?
No, but you see his snail trail and like his...
Well, that's nothing. Yeah. Look at my snail trail right now.
Some people...
Through my clothes.
Some people like a snail trail, all right? It's not nothing.
Sure, but no, it is not. It's nothing compared to being completely new.
You could walk past the school if you're snail trailing and you wouldn't get trouble.
I think you'd get in a little bit of trouble. Marilyn has to stop bringing a snail trail to school.
There it is over there. Corbin's got it up. Hey, hello.
Yeah, that's... I mean,
you don't think that's enough? You can see both his cum gutters.
For the audio listener...
What's a cum gutter?
Cum gutters up on there. It's there up on the neck.
Shawn Michaels laying down suggestively... wearing his wrestling belt over his cock and balls. Yeah. But, I mean, sure, it's suggestive, but it's not the same as appearing actually nude.
I would pose like that for 50 quid in Playboy.
Yeah, 100%. I'm saying, would you get your hog out for Playboy for half a mil?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, easy.
Half a mil? Yeah. I would kill a man for half a mil.
I would kill a man for
50 quid. I'm scared, man. Look at the fringe coming up.
Marilyn, would you pose nude for a half a million?
Probably. Mm. I mean, like, that's not new to me. And if I could wear that belt, I'd do for less. But, like, I think if it, because also if it's your pose and you have control of how, because we're all going to have naked photos online eventually anyway.
Can I just pause you there?
Okay.
I've just noticed that there is perhaps a striking juxtaposition between Nelly Furtado's pose in the front cover of this album and Shawn Michaels lying naked for Playgirl magazine. And I'm wondering if Nelly Furtado is perhaps referencing...
It's meaningful, you know, she wears a big HBK head. Yeah. So I'm not surprised.
This is some of the sweetest chin music I've ever heard.
Can I honestly say, as a Canadian, she would be again. Can you stop snorting like a plush hog over there?
I had to lean in front.
Like bacon's in the room right now, man. Jesus Christ. So I don't know what I call it that.
The name is Babe.
Yeah, well, fucking if it stops.
I think let's maybe make a note of Mary Elaine snorting in case we
need to put it in once so that people know what we are going through.
They're called snorks and they're cute.
They're not cute. They're fucking disgusting. But you're a great guest. What was your other talking point?
Nelly Furtado performed for Colonel Gaddafi in a private gig for $1 million, 45-minute set. 4 years later, after his war crimes were revealed, mm-hmm. she donated $1 million to charity.
Well, Gaddafi was cool, man, for a while.
Yeah.
He'd done so much great stuff for like literacy in Libya and shit like that. So I was Gaddafi-pilled.
Really?
Yeah.
He was definitely used. He was used as by the Americans.
Yeah.
I'm scared to say stuff. Are you in case anyone ever listens to this and I've said the wrong thing.
Nobody listens to this. I won't worry about it. What is your take on Colonel Gaddafi?
Yeah. What's your official Maryland?
I was raised just about Gaddafi regime. Colonel Gaddafi is a bad person because of like war crimes and such. Then I was reading stuff lately, which was like, actually, was he that bad, or did he not just fit the agenda that the states had for what they wanted to do?
Right now we are doing Gaddafi woohoo, Gaddafi boohoo. What is it going to be, Liam? Woohoo or boohoo?
Ultimately, I think, you know, yes, maybe you improved the literacy of the general Libyan population, but war crimes are war crimes. It's a boohoo from me.
Boohoo from you.
Gaddafi confused who.
Okay. So confused who. I'm going to remember woohoo. So that's the kind of breadth of opinion you get.
It's a broad church here and enjoy an album. We love different opinions on Gaddafi. What we don't like is noises made from your nose.
Maybe I should just go with what Nelly did and actually be like, actually, will she get the money back? Maybe he's a bad man.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? Maybe she actually played it incredibly well. Maybe she was paid $1 million, put it in a bank with a good interest rate, and then 4 years later, after she's made the profit, send it back $1 million. She's already made like an extra fucking 100,000.
And it's like, who's paying her? What, you're giving money back to Gaddafi?
No, I think she gave it to a charity.
Oh, good.
Yeah, for more war crimes. Yeah. You're going to another country.
Keep gassing people or whatever you're doing, bro.
But it was because of that. Then loads of other artists who had performed for Gaddafi, who sounds like had a fucking good taste in music, by the way. We should get him on.
Come on, man. I'm sure his face isn't burst on a pavement somewhere in the past. His face was so fucked by the end, man. He was so puffy. Man,
he looked pretty bad. Yeah. He needs to fucking get some snail mucin.
Some snail. Liam's been using snail juice on his face. It's really, really good. That
ain't that's very much, yeah.
I'm going to try it.
What do you think about the song Turn Off the Light?
The video was interesting. Tone? Well, yeah, because it's quite different. So basically, I knew all the songs inside and out. I think I can still sing everyone word for word. But I used to play them all in order, and I made up like a little play that went along with all the songs. So every song was like a different
Right, so you sort of gave it this, you turned this album in your head into a sort of concept record with one story.
Yeah, and I used to just dance through it in the kitchen for an evening, and the family would have to walk around me when they went to like make some tea or go feed the dog or something.
What was the plot?
Yeah.
It was like a fairyland realm where and Hey Man, like, do, 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 hey, like the first one's all like, they're all happy in fairyland. And then, but the humans are like bursting through and they're greed and stuff and that shit on the radio of like big, like coming in to knock down their trees. And then Baby Girl was about one of them being captured and being really upset. And then...
I'm not your baby girl. I'm not
I think there was like a whole like Stockholm almost syndrome because there's like, it does have some love songs. And then Like a Bird is actually them like leaving that and going off to the city by themselves. And there's a whole storyline with basically this character, the character's Feyland is invaded. They get kidnapped. They escape. They go off into the city. They get embroiled in a dark, sinister world. And then they make it back to Feyland, but then albeit changed.
Yeah. I mean, the last two tracks are called I Will Make You Cry and Scared of You. So it doesn't sound like a happy ending to the
Yeah, but I Will Make You Cry sounds like something from Sex and the City. It's like, it's not I'm like, but hash is that I don't want to. And the more I think about just special love, I don't want you. I don't know why I was singing when it's a band, but I liked it.
Are there any albums that you know? So do you reckon if we put on the instrumental version of this album, you could sing it from start to finish?
I think so, but there's sometimes when I didn't understand the words where I just, I'm like, da da da. Apart from that, yeah.
It's reminiscent of Roscoe McLennan's famous, Roscoe McLennan sings all the words he knows from Bat Out of Hell, in that he knows most of the words, but not all of them. But we'll perform them yeah, with gusto. So maybe we should produce I would like to foray into producing live shows as an enjoying album, a media conglomerate. And I think the first one could be Mary Lane Robertson performs all the words she knows to Nelly Furtado's Well Nelly.
I've got some good business deals coming up in Libya, so.
Okay, good.
I think they'll be into stuff.
Is that anything to do with your recent backing of Colonel Gaddafi?
Shit.
And I'll pose like that, but with a wrestling belt covering my junk.
I love this song. Turn off the light. Turn off the light. I said, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, down, down, down. Till you see all my dreams. Not everything in this magical world is what it seems.
That was beautiful.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much.
I like the opening song, Hey Man. Where, looks like rain. I love that. I've been singing it all morning.
That's where you're singing it.
No. That's ironic. What fucking...
Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette. Another
was your Wingo like?
It is shadow in the sky and it feels like rain.
Yeah, on your wedding.
No. That's
the
last
one. Shit is gonna fly. The one swear word she loves is shit. She says shit in so many songs.
This is like the early noughties on a pop record when you're saying shit. That's a little bit risky.
I had to like be worried if mom and dad was in the room, I'd have to skip shit on the radio. It's probably my least listened to track because of that reason. Shit on the radio.
I loved it. There was a great line in it that I think's absolutely fantastic. In the mid late, it goes, it's so much easier to stay down there guaranteeing you're cool than to sit up here exposing myself trying to break through. You know, it's easy to be a cool cat who just kind of jacks off in the corner.
Wait, what? Cool cat who jacks off in the corner?
Yeah, sure. You know,
look at that guy jacking off in the corner. He's cool.
No, as an artist, it's easy to do kind of like anti-comedy.
Right.
It's harder to just be like, nah, this is me being me.
Yeah, sincerely going, yeah, of course.
There's a great song.
Burn in the spotlight, open fire. Burn in the spotlight, open fire, scream without making a sound.
Exactly.
Open fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what she says.
It reminds me of a song.
That's what she says.
By The Men. I was talking about The Men the other week.
Yeah.
They have a song called... I can't remember what it's called, but they go, I wanna see you write a love song. I wanna see you go down. I wanna see it when you try so hard. I wanna see it when you turn it around. And it's like they were a noise band and then they started writing songs and they were like, it's easy to make noise, it's easy to make hard to understand art, it's difficult to make really good art that everybody can enjoy.
Yeah, and also, I mean, it's more of a risk, isn't it, to be putting yourself out there, a sort of element of vulnerability to say, no, I'm writing something sincere and meaningful rather than something that's just like fun or stupid or sarcastic. And yeah, says so Nelly Furtado, she's not someone who's afraid of a little bit of a sincerity, even though a lot of it is fun.
Yeah, it's very fun.
A lot of the world beats as well. I mean, she dips into her Portuguese heritage. There's some songs on here that reminded me of funny other songs. I remember listening to Party, which is sort of dancehall sort of dub song, that reminded me of the, do you remember the Last Ketchup song? It has the same sort of rhythm beat as that. I said, ah, hey, ah, ah, hey, Yeah.
What's that called? That kind of song? Kind of not a bossa nova. It's called like a fucking paddle or something.
Yeah, yeah. So there's like cool beats like that on here. That's why it reminded me of Manu Chao, is the way it sort of effortlessly managed to introduce world music into pop songs, which I think was done very well, especially for a debut album. Launching a new pop star, I thought was very impressive.
I fucking dug it. We're gonna do a tattoo woohoo, tattoo boohoo.
Let's go into it.
What do you guys reviewing tattoos? We're gonna Google image search and then we'll choose if it's
tattoo woohoo
or tattoo
boohoo.
We're judging the ink, yeah, that's what we do. Do 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 full sleeve or
down their lower cum stamp.
This week we are doing tattoo woohoo, tattoo boohoo. Does Nelly Furtado have tattoos? No! But she doesn't have tattoos. Do you have tattoos?
Guess.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say you have some sort of like mythical folklore kind of reference tattoo thing somewhere.
A trow on your toe or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A centaur or something like that. A fawn.
I have none.
None tattoos?
Wow. No tattoos, no.
What's that about?
There's a few that I've wanted over time and then I'm just like, ugh, I can't make my mind up. And one of my biggest anxiety dreams is always I go get a tattoo and then it looks like shite.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just never gotten a tattoo.
I've regretted all three of my tattoos. I don't really... I'm getting another one though in like 2 weeks. And it's probably the silliest one of all of them.
What
so
do you get?
I'm getting a cowgirl on horseback shooting a gun.
Oh, that's cool.
On my arm.
Is it that cool, like, old school tattoo style?
Yeah. It's pretty old school. I'm going to get it for Brighton. Coming up to Glasgow tonight. So, Nelly Furtado does not have tattoos, but at her awards ceremony in 2006, when she was partying it up with Timbaland, she had airbrushed tattoos put on her. Now, why don't you do this, Marilyn? Because then you can just wash it off.
That's a good idea.
So, this is a temporary tattoo. She's wearing sort of a glamorous dress. And has got purple. Thorns, flames?
Looks like fire to me, bro.
Fire, thorn, flames.
Was this sleeves. The same era as fire shirts? Those black shirts, the flames up them. This was, wasn't
a wee bit after that.
Yeah,
I would say this album was like fire shirt time, and then this was like the beginnings of hipster.
No one was wearing chains anymore.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, it actually looks like she's got a bike chain holding up the dress as well. I have to say, I think doing this once for like a fancy award ceremony is quite funny. I think that's quite cool.
Yeah.
So it's a woohoo, even though it's a temp tat. It's a woohoo for me.
That is a thing that I've always wanted to dress up as. It's one of the albums I always thought about picking today was my Masked Dance Hunter album. So good, so good. But Stargasm, I wanted to paint myself like I think the song would be in the form of a human body and just wear that one day to a nice fancy event. I feel like maybe I just wish I was Nelly Furtado. But
yeah,
I'm
not picking up on that.
To paint my body like the Stargasm song and just go to a nice event where I was wearing nice dresses, but I just painted like a Mastodon song.
What did you think of Nelly Furtado's most recent album? 2017, I think it was? Like a more of an indie...
I didn't listen to it.
Nobody really listened to it. I don't think it was very well received.
I saw being interviewed about her on Loose Women, and I'm like, what's happened? She's gone like from being like a total hippie to being Timbaland to Loose Women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's become a mum, which is what happens to all of us in the end.
We all become mums.
Yeah.
I think it was. I think 2017 album was very well received, but it was just nobody. It wasn't on the radio and it wasn't on anything.
Mm.
So the people who listened to it were like, "Oh, she's back and she's good," but it wasn't.
I'm gonna get a listen.
Yeah,
it gets that much.
It gets fives and sixes across the board.
Three
out of ten.
Yeah. Oh, I'm talking shame.
So middling reviews. Yeah. I do my research. I know what I'm talking about.
Corbin, see if I'm talking shit.
Thank you for correcting him. Correcting him every single time.
Stay there.
It's very good. Very good of you.
No more telling me I'm talking shit. From everybody, please.
It describes the electronic songs as jarring.
Stop it. What are you talking about?
Thank you, Corbin.
This isn't what the job is.
Thank you for your input. You're correcting Christopher.
No! Cut that out.
Marilyn, what's your favourite song on this album?
I don't know, Kane. It depends what mood I'm in. Because I used to be obsessed with, what's one? I've seen a man cry. I've seen a man die inside. I've seen him say to me that he is only mine. Baby, you gotta do what is best for you. Never let me in. Not even burn, baby. Tell me I'm the one. That's Baby Girl, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, I, on MSN Messenger, that's not me.
That was my, that body was that not was, my nose. My, the stomach came out.
Your stomach came out.
I thought there was another pig in the studio. Fucking hungry pig.
I have bowel disease, so you're actually being ableist right now.
Oh, your stomach sounds like a pig.
I just said, not me. It wasn't
me. Cuts me in the hospital, man. That's fucked up.
But on MSN Messenger chat days, I, every day for as long as it took, changed my name to the next line of that song.
Have you ever seen Nelly Furtado live?
No, I think I'd just die.
Yeah, it seems bizarre that you haven't since you love her so much.
But I grew up in Shetland, so I never really thought you could see bands you like live. You just saw like 16-year-olds cover Basket Case at the local village hall.
Yeah, okay.
So it's close.
Do you have the time?
Do you listen to me speak?
Can I just say how...
It's offensive.
It's so refreshing, by the way, to have a guest who's not afraid to just sing an entire chorus of a song. Because that's what we do every single episode. Yeah. And then guests come in and they never sing. Oh. Marilyn, it's almost like we're not here. At some point, you're just singing away.
You've been a great guest so far, Marilyn. It's interesting we asked you why your favourite song was that song about your choice. Because do I want to talk like that?
Carry on.
Right. Every week, we have something called Putting Songs on a Playlist.
That's the feature. It's called Putting Songs on a Playlist. Guess what we do?
You can access the playlist at playlist.st or enjoyaplaylist.st in your URL bar. That will take you to a website which will say, do you want to listen to it on Spotify or Apple Music? Neither have been updated for at least a year.
It would have been updated by the time.
Okay, they will be updated. They will be updated by the time this comes out. Which of these songs would you put on a playlist? Every week we had one from the album and then one inspired by the conversation. So what album, what song would you put on from this? Baby Girl, like you said, or?
That one or I Will Make You Cry. Or, I've been so scared of you quite a lot recently. Or I'm like, oh jeez Louise. I think that I'll go for Baby Girl.
Okay. Marilyn's just had a baby girl as she was saying that. Congratulations. That was just...
I'm going to call her Nelly after
baby girl
the
second
ever gymnast to get 10 marks out of 10. That's my baby's Nelly. That's
baby Nelly Kim. The song I'm going to put on is going to be Hey Man, the opening track. Feels Like Rain. I think it's a great song. Love it. I think it sums up the album pretty well in terms of its mashup of world music and pop hits.
I have three songs I want to put on it.
Okay. I like this.
Shit on the radio, I'm like a bird, turn off the light. You're going for this,
Have you listened to them or did you just listen back to the three singles everybody knows?
Yeah.
Those are the three singles, everyone.
How about a little bit of a deep dive every now and then, Christopher?
I fucking looked at it, Timberland.
No, you're not deep diving, you're surface swimming.
There's
you're
a reason.
Dipping your little toes
sing
in.
Sing me, I Will Make You Cry right now.
You're standing in a puddle.
I will make you cry.
I mean, that's almost it until you got to that last note.
Yeah. He tried.
I will make you cry.
It's getting further away.
Shit.
Did you not listen to it?
I will make you cry.
All right. Cards on the table. Did you both enjoy the album?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to.
What was that? I just shrugged. That was fine. What did you want us to do? Did you want us to become as Furtado pilled as you?
I'm used to me playing this the album to people and people being like, I just know Matt Eileen.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that it's like such a turn off for people because it's pretty inoffensive, I would say.
It was way more interesting than I thought it would be.
It was more interesting than I thought it was going to be. I'm probably not going to be adding it to my, you know, record collection anytime soon. However, if I was...
The bop. We have a bop shopper here.
Well, that's true, actually. But let me just if I were, for example, I mean, Icelandic comedian Bea Babylons told me that when she was in Shetland, and they were driving around in Mary Lane's car, the only CDs that she had was either heavy metal, which despite being Icelandic, is not into heavy metal. So the only non-heavy metal CD in the car was Nelly Furtado's Whoa Nelly, and they listened to that for an entire week whilst driving around Shetland. If I was in Shetland and Mary Lane was driving me around and Whoa Nelly was playing, I think I would not be turned off by that situation.
The first time.
Not to say I would be turned on, that would be fucked up. But I would not enjoy it.
What?
Do you know what? I usually have my cat.
Is that not clear? I'm telling you, if I was in Shetland and she was playing it, I'd be like, this is fine.
The first time she played it, though, because I'd imagine this, you were waterboarding like Godiva himself. You know, probably what he did, which is fine.
Godiva, yeah.
I say Godiva, yeah, I don't say Godiva, no, thank you that much. Okay, so
I usually in my car have the Lord of the Rings Fellowship soundtrack for these situations because it works really well if driving in Shetland.
Yes.
Could it be an evening
so
star?
Is that the song you're going to put on as your bonus choice? The...
Well, I didn't realize it had to be related to the discussion today.
You thought you should put on any song that you want in the whole world?
Yeah, so I was like, obviously,
you can
Perfect
put
Exceder
you can put
by Mason versus Princess Superstar, you know? Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3, 4, let me scream if you want some more, like, push it, push it, watch me working. On purpose.
Yeah, you can't put that one.
Oh.
You can put Stargazer by Master, don't know that, thank you much.
You can put on a song from the Lord of the Rings soundtrack if you want.
Anything you want.
Yeah, no, maybe I should just put down that orc theme.
You put orc theme from Lord of the Rings? I'm up for that.
So this episode's about Nelly Furtado's Whoa Nelly.
Looks like Whoa Nelly's back on the menu, boys.
This little baby girl's back on the menu.
What's that you smell? Furtado.
What do you think Nelly Furtado smells like?
Bacon.
Oh.
Oh, I think floral.
So I'm going to stick on...
It smells like floral.
I'm going to stick on Shit on the Radio. You're sticking on Hey Man. You're sticking on...
I think it was Baby Girl on the first two tracks.
We've done a real deep dive this week.
Yeah, yeah. Just a little big snort. There you go. Is that that pig plush is back.
That was me. So what's your bonus choice going to be? Is it going to be the orc theme from Fellowship of the Ring, Stargazing by Mastodon, or that other song you brought up apropos of completely nothing?
Any song that you've mentioned in the last hour.
I mean, Princess Superstar makes sense because it was also the song that hit me during my slutty phase. That and my humps, my Black Eyed Peas. I was like, Maneater, that those three tracks. That means so many boys' arms. I think that I will pick... I'll go Stargazing by Mastodon.
Oh, yes.
Okay. It's such a good track.
It's not my favourite Mastodon record, but...
But you know what it was? It was the first one I listened to the whole way through that got me on to listening to, like, Leviathan and going back in time.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And Crack the Sky.
Crack the Sky is my favourite. I cried listening to Crack the Sky this week.
My bonus track is going to be a song by Blood Orange from his album Freetown Sound featuring Nelly Furtado.
Oh, really?
Guest vocals. It's called Hadron Collider.
Wow.
I love Blood Orange. I've spoken about him before. He's from Ilford, right next to me. His school, Chadwell Heath School, 20 minutes from where I'm at school. Love Devontae Hines. Love Testicles. Love Lightspeed Champion. Love Blood Orange.
Even Testicles didn't like Testicles, though, famously.
I do. I love him. I think he's great. And he's done a fucking duet with
Testicles.
Yeah. You get it. That's good. Chris, what's your bonus track?
That's a funny name for a band. I'm going to stick on Work It by Missy Elliott, produced by Timbaland.
Okay.
Produced loose.
Timbaland.
Is Work It the one with...
If you work it, let me jerk it. Let me flip it and flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive yum yum. It's your primitive yum yum. And if you got a big woo, let me search it.
If you got a big woo, let me search it.
If he's got a big and then an elf for his place. Yeah. So glad we're doing video now that we can capture people doing it.
Yes. Spotify is in the mud.
Oh, it is now. They're doing the old fucking stream, whatever. Thank you so much for listening to. Did we enjoy an album?
I enjoyed it more than I thought it was going to, but it's still probably not my thing. But I think fair fucks to Nelly.
I'm giving it a woohoo. I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
I had to listen back to it for this, and I liked it, but I don't think I could listen to it as much as I did when I was 14.
Yeah, no. That was probably a symptom of mental illness.
You're listening to Enjoy a Diagnosis. Thank you so much for listening. Mary Lane, thank you for being a wonderful guest and coming and sharing one of your favourite albums with us. It's such a pleasure to have you. We'd love to have you back sometime to talk about Pantera.
I think Baroness, Green and,
we were talking about
Yellow album.
Well.
Yeah, okay.
Two-part album, Baroness, Pantera.
If you want to check out more of Mary Lane's stuff, she is on... What where should people get you?
The internet.
On the internet.
Wait, when does this come out?
In about a month's time.
What does that mean? Does that mean April?
Like
April-ish.
Yes.
Oh, well, I might have a show just happening on the 22nd of April. Well, I do, but I don't know if this has been yet or not.
Okay.
What is it?
Where is it?
It's the Stand Comedy Club. I'm trying to sell it out.
Okay, in Edinburgh?
In Glasgow.
In Glasgow.
I'm doing an extra date in the Stand on the 22nd of April, 5 p.m. on a Saturday.
Maybe we can bring this forward a wee bit.
I think this will be out before then. That's fine.
Yeah. Go see Mario at the Stand.
And by then as well, I suspect your Fringe show will be on sale as well.
It's on sale already.
It's on sale already. So
22 tickets.
Great. Okay.
Don't say that. Go see Mario at the Fringe shows. There's really cool Fringe shows. And it's
you've
been
never seen one.
No, I've never seen one, but I'm not interested in going to see it, but I do know that it's very good.
These women tell me jokes.
I'm trying to fucking help people. I feel like Colonel Gaddafi, man, just trying to help people and people just shit on you and burst your face open on the pavement and shit.
Yeah. Marinette, anyway. thanks for coming and bursting Chris's face open. Good
thank
luck.
You
good luck with your Glasgow show and thank you, listener. Please get Mary Lane online at Mary Lane Robertson. Is that right, Mary Lane R?
Mary Lane R on Twitter and at Mary Lane Robertson on everything else.
Great.
I forgot my name on Twitter.
And enjoy your week. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you soon. Bye bye.
Peace and love in the new millennium.